Joining me in the studio from Boone Health is Colton Downing. He is the Time Critical Diagnosis Coordinator, and want to say good morning.
Nailed it. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Good, good. Glad to have you in here this morning. February is actually Heart Month, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that today. Give us some of the, maybe some of the risk factors and some prevention that people can do to maybe avoid, a heart attack, if you will.
Yeah, so there are multiple risk factors. I want to categorize them as non-modifiable and modifiable. So those non-modifiable risk factors, that's your age, your family history, and your ethnicity. Those are things that you can't really control, but they do contribute to cardiovascular disease. On the flip side, modifiable risk factors include hypertension control, high cholesterol, smoking, obesity, stress, and diabetes. Now, these are things that we can work on bettering to reduce our risk. For example, so when I think of reducing risk when it comes to high cholesterol, we start thinking about diet. That's eating more fruits, vegetables, beans actually, whole grains, and we're reducing those saturated and trans fats, salt and sugar. I have an issue with salt. I know I have to put those chips away and hide them. Other things we can work on, exercise, walking, just getting out to move. I'm not asking everybody to go out there and start running a marathon on day one, but start small and work your way up. Smoking. Smoking is the number one thing we should quit. American Heart Association has a great smoking cessation resources on heart.org if anybody's interested there. Another thing that I recommend when I'm out and about is to work with healthcare professionals to know your numbers. Get out there and meet with your provider to know the numbers for your blood pressure, what your cholesterol level is. Make sure to focus in on that LDL. Have blood sugar checks. Working with your healthcare professional and lowering those risk factor numbers greatly reduces your chance for cardiovascular disease. One big thing that I like to tell everyone, too, is if you are experiencing chest pain, either with activity or rest, please seek medical attention. Time is critical with these. I like to also give people resources when where to go. Missouri Heart Center at moheartcenter.com, phone number 573-256-7700. They'll be very happy to meet with you to discuss cardiovascular disease. Boone Health's website can also direct you to a cardiac screening tool. It takes about 15 minutes, can be a self-referral. What they do is they look for calcium deposits in your coronary arteries and work with you to reduce that risk.
All right. I don't probably need to ask this question, but I like bacon. I'm a big bacon eater. Is that something that is not real heart healthy, or can you eat it in moderation and still be okay?
Moderation is definitely key. I have the same difficulty when it comes to bacon. Maybe switching over to turkey bacon might be the
turkey
pathway.
Bacon, a little bit leaner,
yes.
As a matter of fact. All right, that's outstanding. People that want to know a little bit more information, I'm sure that there's a website that they can go to for Boone Health, is that right?
Yeah, like I said, look at Missouri Heart Center, moheartcenter.com, and boone.health.
All right. Very nice. It is February, Heart Month. People should be aware of it all year long, but especially during February. We certainly appreciate you making in the trip to the station from Columbia this morning.
Absolutely.